numbers that I've seen and from the information that I've watched from our local government, it doesn't appear that cases have really been traced back to our industry. But again, it's hard. I mean, I understand the frustration of, for example, parents and, you know, children not being able to be in school. And it's just so hard. But Portland being a service industry town, I've lived in Portland for 30 years. I mean, the service industry has been a huge factor in this community. And I'm really worried to take away from that.
As new COVID-19 case counts continue to climb, owners question as to whether they will be allowed to open in late December, as scheduled, with most anticipating staying shuttered well into January after the holiday season has passed. With hopes of the infection curve flattening and news of a potential vaccine looming, fingers remain crossed that an expedient return to another Phase 1 reopening will see Portland's businesses survive. For the bars and restaurants of Portland, this is just another chapter in the wrenching ongoing saga of COVID-19. For the KBOO Evening News, I'm Jeffrey Wade.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO, with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm your host, Jetta Yokoyama, and I'm also one of your interim station co-managers here at KBOO Community Radio. And here on News from the Boo, we talk about all things KBOO. We talk about stuff that's happening inside, around KBOO, and just news for our volunteers, our members, our listeners, and anyone who's interested on knowing what's going on at KBOO. So what's going on at KBOO this week? Some info for our volunteers. If you are a volunteer programmer, make sure to check your email and check our volunteer updates blog on our website, because we're going to have some updated pitching language for the month of December for GiveGuide. So make sure to check that for updates. We'll also be sending out some kind of all programmer email around that to give you some guidance. And also, if you are a programmer, this doesn't apply to all programmers, but to some of our programmers. Don't forget that evaluations for programs start this month. If you haven't received an email, then that means that your show is not being evaluated in this round. Everything is being evaluated in blocks, so it's going to take a few months to kind of get through the entire schedule. So make sure, as usual, check your email to see if you're part of that evaluation block for the month of December. If you have any questions about evaluations or anything, go ahead and email either your program director or your public affairs director, whoever your staff member is that you talk to about your show. And in that same vein of talking about programming, I'm going to make a quick plug to all of our volunteers and to our members about the Programming Advisory Committee. In case you didn't know, at KBOO, we have a whole bunch of different committees. And I know if you are a frequent listener to News from the Boo, then you'll hear every time I was announced, hey, this week we have this committee and that committee. So the Programming Advisory Committee is one of our committees where we talk about programming, and so it's a chance for volunteers to come together and help out the programming team. And so if you are interested possibly of being part of the Programming Advisory Committee or any of the committees at KBOO, send us an email. You can send me an email at manager@kboo.org, and we have a lot of different committees So for everybody's various skills out there, we have a finance committee, a development committee, an events committee, a program committee, an engineering committee, a personnel and governance committee. There's all sorts of ways that volunteers and members can get involved that aren't just, you know, being a host on the radio. So much of what makes KBOO community a community that doesn't just that makes KBOO not just a place that serves the outside broader general Portland community, but we're also a community within ourselves, and we assist one another. It takes a whole bunch of people to make sure that everything that goes into running a radio station happens. And so a lot of that work and the planning and the organizing happens in our committees. And unfortunately, right now, of course, our committees are meeting online due to, you know, COVID. So we aren't able to actually see each other, but we are meeting on Zoom. And I do think it's quite handy because if you, you know, usually we used to meet in person, but, you know, that the benefit of the Zoom meetings is that if you don't live near KBOO, you can still be part of a committee. Most of the committees at KBOO meet once a month. If you want to know more about our committees and committee schedule, you can just find all that information on our website at kboo.fm and look under that section around the board of directors. And you can read about our board of directors and all the committees that help to serve KBOO. And actually, speaking of schedules around that, our engineering committee is meeting next Thursday evening. So if you are interested in attending the engineering committee meeting on Thursday evening, you can get a link to that if you are a member or volunteer of KBOO by emailing our chief engineer. That's engineer@kboo.org, and that will go to our chief engineer Arthur, and he can get you the link for that meeting and you can learn about engineering at KBOO. Okay, other stuff we're working on or part of right now. Oh yeah, right now KBOO is part of Give Guide, and so if you listened yesterday you heard that it was a big give day where if people donated they could win a big prize. I think yesterday's prize was like a $500 gift certificate to Pals. Well, that was only if you gave to KBOO on Give Guide yesterday. But there are still more big Give Guide days coming up. Actually, our next one is on Friday. Give Guide has a Black Friday giveaway. So if you are looking for a way to support your local community radio station, KBOO Portland, then for your end of the year giving, then I highly recommend that you go to kboo.fm/give, and that'll take you to KBOO's page on Give Guide. And if you're listening to me right now and you're like, Jenna, what is this Give Guide that you keep talking about? Well, Give Guide is a list of nonprofits and organizations here in the Portland area, a list that is populated by Willamette Week. And this year they chose, I think, 174 groups to feature. And KBOO was lucky enough to be featured again in Give Guide this year. And it's a way for people to easily see lists of organizations that they can give to for their end of the year giving. And it's also a way for you, as somebody who is supporting these organizations, to get a little bit back. And so if you donate $10 or more to any of the organizations through Give Guide, then you will get the Chinook Book mobile app. And so there's like tons and tons of free coupons and discounts on there. So that's like one example of how when you donate through Give Guide that you actually get something a little bit back. And then they also have these days that are called Big Give Days, where if you give a minimum donation, then you'll be entered into a larger contest. Say, like, for example, they had the $500 Pals gift card, and on Friday they have a special Black Pack deal going on. And then like a couple weeks ago, I remember there was a stay at a lodge on the Columbia River. And there's all sorts of things like that all the way through the month of November and December. So tune into KBOO and we announce those big give days. I think that's a great time to give, you know, to any organization that you believe in and that, you know, you want to make part of your end of the year giving, because why not give when you're also going to get a little bit of something in return? So even if you don't win the big grand prizes for the big give days, hey, you at least get that Chinook Book mobile app, which that's really handy on a daily basis. So again, you can give to KBOO through Willamette Week's Give Guide. By just going to kboo.fm/give, and that will take you to our Give Guide page. And that's pretty much all I have for news from the Boo for this week. Not too many announcements. So just a reminder to our volunteers that our staff has a long weekend. So make sure that you get all your questions and stuff before their long weekend. And if you are having a long weekend, I hope that you are able to get some rest and relaxation and that everyone's able to have a safe few days. And whether or not you get a long weekend or not, you can always tune into KBOO, tune into KBOO from home, tune into KBOO from work, and we will be here 24/7 because that's what community radio does. We're here for you, for the community. So News from the Boo airs every Wednesday at 5:45, which means that we will be back next week with more news from inside your community radio station, KBOO Portland. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back.
KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Salem Progressive Film Series presentation of Holding the Thin Green Line. This documentary slideshow tells the stories of people fighting to save the souls of their communities and preserve the integrity